Good morning. We talked about the issue in regards to nimareach and mamachik in regards to food. Kishem is ain even ba'ochlin kach ain mamachik ba'ochlin. So the melacha mamachik and therefore also the told of nimareach do not apply to food. You're allowed to smooth out food on Shabbos, for example. What does he mean? So the first example he gives is the person wants to spread butter around a piece of bread. You're taking their butter, which is hard, and you're spreading it out. So the chur that looks like the act of memorayach. You're taking something and spreading it out smoothly. He says, but that's mutter, because there's a tenai that this is only true if this is not a real act of tikkun eichlam, if this process will make it edible. If you can find a case where this process would be part of the preparation for achila to the point that it's necessary, without it you can't eat. That is how we give it to chashivas and chazal would answer it. But in the case where it's nechel without doing this, it's just done for decorative purposes. So the malacha of memareach doesn't apply. There might be an isid rabbanon. I will davish e efshalecha b'leim ruach. Kosheish by ibud rabbanon akapanim kachosol mishum memachik to me rabbanon. Something which is not edible as this right now, it's not an oichel yet. Once it's an oichel, she says, okay, so it's not a problem of memareach. Right now, it's not an oichel. So we're going to deal with that, but the point is then to make it into a food. So at the end of the day, you're not ending up with the memoreya because the item is the food. So that's also mirabonon. I'm sure Rabbi points out there's no heter of the altar in this malacha. Person has to prepare. There's a malacha of a bearer. There's a heter of if it's done for immediate use. The other criteria, it has to be the person has not let go, and the person has to be using the right hand. Excuse me, I said that wrong. The person has to be doing it by hand, as opposed to using a cleat. Maybe there should be, potentially, we're going to say that's mutter over here. It's not mutter even though it's louter, because I'll answer it, because this is an act of memoreach which doesn't have the heter of sarach achilo. So that's the point of the chayim says. Now, however, this heter is if a person is spreading it out, but just in order to spread the food, not to generate a smooth surface. But if the person's goal is to make a smooth surface. So a person has a cake and they want to ice the cake on Shabbos. They want to take the icing and spread it on the cake. So they do it just in a basic, very basic fashion. The goal isn't to smooth out the cake. The goal is just is to get the icing on. The person wants then try to pattern it by making it very smooth or by making it in ridges or something of that sort. But that would be a problem. We would have a concern of memoreach ba'ochlin in that situation. A person uses a scoop to scoop something out of a container, similar to covering the by doing so, it ends up being a nice round dome on top. When you release the scoop, you have a dome of a food that's nice and smooth. The person's goal isn't to try and create the smooth surface. The person's goal is just to use the scoop to make it easier to scoop out the item that you're serving, the egg salad, the tuna salad, the chopped liver. You're not trying to make it smooth. So that's not a problem. If a person would intentionally go afterwards and take a knife and try and smooth it around, that would be a problem. That's going to be also min rabbanon. Okay. But Simon Vav deals with we said the malacha of mamachik is taking a rough surface and smoothing it out. So a person has a feather, and he wants to remove all of the little bristles which are coming out of the feather to make it nice and smooth to use for, say, a quilt. So a person would have a problem. He's smoothing out the surface of the quilt of the for that purpose. Siman Zayin deals with washing dishes. We'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.